How many can see that Jesus has made a difference in your life? Some time ago, you would be at a party or something like that, isn't it? But tonight, we're here. We are in church. We are in His presence. We've gathered to worship Him, to pray as we go into a new place, into a new year. Hallelujah. It is God's goodness that has allowed us to come up to this point. Amen. It is because of Jesus that we have gathered here. Father, we thank you so much for tonight. It is because of you that we are here. You have been so good to us. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be tonight? It is the grace of God. We recognize it as such. You have made such a difference in our lives. You have replaced all the broken parts of our lives with your love and with your strength, with your goodness and with your kindness. You have been so good to us throughout this year. And tonight we gather as we get ready to step into another phase or the next phase of our lives. As individuals, as couples, as a church, oh God, we come before you and we pray that you will bless us tonight as we go into your word. Lead us and guide us into this new place in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your help tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody shout amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we are blessed to be here. Amen. And we thank God. All of you who are here tonight, you know, you shouldn't take it for granted. Amen. Because it means that you made God's short list for those who will see 2013. Hallelujah. There are many people who didn't make it this far into the year. Some came even really close, but didn't get to make it this far. But you and I are here tonight because God has been good to us. God has been kind and gracious to us. It's not because we are better than anybody. Amen. How many know that we are not better than many people who didn't come this far? True or false? Hallelujah. Amen. In fact, we do know some people who are probably much better than us. But for some reason, God chose us to come this far. And we should be grateful for His goodness and for His kindness. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. Okay. Now, so as we go into a new year and a new place, is it too cold or too hot? Which one is? It's too cold, right? I think it's on the wall. It's the thermostat rather than... Okay. Powerful. Is it working now? So are we all happy? Yeah. Or are we sleepy? How many are awake tonight? Okay. All right. Amen. Now, for every year we have a theme, you know, every year we have a theme for the year that we are stepping into. Amen. And it's just something we give to ourselves, just something to remember and something to guide us, something to try to become as we go into a new year. Hallelujah. And a new year is simply another block of life. That's all it is. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. God is not limited by time. Do you understand? God is basically timeless. He's in every place all the time. And He's not limited to this year or next year or that year. Or you see, night and day. The Bible says He neither slumbers nor sleeps. So when you have someone like that, night and day doesn't make a difference. Are you following what I'm saying? It's a bit like your baby. We see when a child is born, fresh, usually night and day, there's no real difference. Do you see what I'm saying? They play when they want to play. It can be 2 a.m. And they expect you to wake up and also be playing. And they are surprised that you are sleeping. So they cry and they say, wake up, you know. So God is really timeless. After the kids have been around for some time, then they start to get used to our rhythm. You see, then we start to send them to bed at a certain time and wake up at a certain time, and eventually they become like you have become. Hallelujah. However, God created also the night and the day and the seasons and so on, just to give us also a sense of an ending and a sense of a beginning. Do you see what I'm saying? So it gives you, instead of making life into one long continuous existence, God gives us an opportunity to end something somewhere, whether it's an hour or a day or a week or a month or a year for that matter. God gives us a chance to end something and to begin another one. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And that is good because it allows you to have a new beginning. It allows you to have a new aim. It allows you to have a new vision. It allows you to end a certain lifestyle and begin something. It gives you a place. You see how sometimes even relocating to a new place gives you a chance to start, isn't it? Yeah. Sometimes when you even move to a new house, do you get it? You make a new vow and a new resolution that this place is not going to be like the last one. How many have taken decisions like that before? Yeah. That the last place, which was like like a street market, you know, you just make a resolution that this place that I've come to is not going to be like the last one. You see, and all that has changed is the new location. The fact that you have stepped into a new place has brought the inspiration for trying to change. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. So that is the essence of a new year, and that makes a night like tonight very, very important. Because we are just about to step into a new place. Amen. And so for the year that we are stepping into, our theme as a church is a year of loyalty and faithfulness. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a year of what? Loyalty and what? Faithfulness. Amen. Amen. It is just something that we have set before us to develop, to become, to encourage. Do you understand? To celebrate, to respect, to value. That is what it is. Amen. So in the coming year, which is going to be better than the year we have just experienced, do you believe it?
Yes.
If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe that it's going to be better, and we are going to see more of God's goodness, and we're going to see more of God's graciousness upon us. Say amen.
Amen.
But to go with that, you are also going to make it a year of developing loyalty and developing faithfulness. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So tonight I'm going to share with you, and this is the theme that we have as an entire church. Our whole church everywhere has the same theme for the year. Amen.
Amen.
So in this coming year, we're expecting to see more faithfulness from our members. Amen.
Amen.
We're expecting our members to make it a point to develop faithfulness in themselves. Can I have an amen? That you will be a faithful church member. You will be a faithful Christian. You will be a faithful husband. You will be a faithful wife. You will be a faithful beloved. You will be a faithful student. You will be a faithful worker. However it applies to you, and in whatever area faithfulness counts, you are going to ensure that you develop faithfulness for that area. If you believe it and agree with me, say amen.
Amen.
Right. So I'm going to give you very quickly reasons why faithfulness or loyalty is important. Hallelujah. And the first one is because it is the principal qualification of a servant of God. Hallelujah. It is the principal qualification of a servant of God. When someone identifies themselves as a servant of God, how many servants of God, how many of you here tonight consider yourself as servants of God? Raise up your hand, let me see. Raise up your hand. Raise it high up. I want to see those whose hands are not up. Who are you? Friends of God, okay. Or assistants of God. Okay, raise up your hand again. I'd like to see if you consider yourself as a servant of God. Raise up your hand. Let me see. I'd like to see. I want to be sure that my message is relevant tonight. Okay, great. Powerful. So only one or two assistants of God. Most of us are just servants of God. Can I have an amen? Amen. Now, the Bible is saying that it is the principal qualification that God requires all his servants to have. Can I have an amen? Amen. And the verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians, read the verse with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians, if you have 1 Corinthians, and then chapter 4. And then verse 1 and 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2. It says, let a man so account of us, let a man so account of us as ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Hallelujah. Are you bringing the verse, Shegun? Okay, right. Next year, Shegun is going to be much kinder to all of us. He will give us the verses quicker, number one. And number two, he himself is becoming a millionaire. So many of you, all your problems, those of you who know him, all your problems are solved because it's going to be a real blessing to many of you. Amen. All right. So let a man so account of us as ministers of Christ. Can you see that? He says we must be considered as ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Amen. So he says that we must see ourselves as ministers or servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Amen. Now verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found what? Faithful. Hallelujah. So you can see that in the first verse, what he's trying to do is to establish an identity for us. That we, first of all, must see ourselves, think of ourselves, consider ourselves as servants of God. Ministers of God. That means servant of God. Minister is an old word, you know, as is used here, to mean servant. Do you understand? It means servant. It says servant. It doesn't mean, unfortunately, it's like, especially when you come from where a lot of us come from, the minister is like a big man. Do you see what I'm saying? But what he's supposed to be, he's actually a public servant. Do you see what I'm saying? So minister was actually supposed to mean the smallest. That means he's the one that serves everybody. Are you getting what I'm saying? Not he is the big man who must be served. Are you getting the picture? So it says that the Bible says we must see ourselves as ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Then the next thing he tells you is that now you need to understand that it is required in stewards. It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Hallelujah. That means the principal thing that a steward must have within himself is this quality of faithfulness. Amen. Faithfulness, which means the quality of being loyal, you know, the quality of being constant, the quality of being reliable, the quality of not changing in spite of the pressure to change. Are you getting the picture? Yeah, and the Bible says it is required. It is required. It is not desirable. It is not suggested. It is not highly recommended. But it is what? Required. Hallelujah. Now, some of you are students, and I believe that you have, for your various and different courses, you have a reading list. Is that true or false? You have a reading list. Now, you have two kinds of reading lists. There is required reading. And then there is what? Recommended or suggested reading. Do you understand? And now, the difference between the two is that one of them, you really must read it. Is it not the case? Yeah. The other one, you know, if you can read it, great. Isn't it? Well, it's like the idea is that if you can read this, we feel it will help you. It will put you in a better position. It will broaden your understanding about the subject, you know. But it's not a pass or fail issue here. Are you getting what I'm saying? Unlike the required reading is that if you don't touch this, you are not passing. If you don't see this, if you don't read this, if you don't become familiar with the stuff here, you are just joking. Are you getting the picture? Now, the Bible is saying that the quality of faithfulness, or that a man be found faithful, is a requirement in stewards. It's a requirement in everyone who considers himself a servant of God. So all of you who raised up your hand a few moments ago as servants of God, identifying yourself as a servant of God, the Bible says that this quality of being loyal and being faithful is required. It's required. It's required in you. Hallelujah. Amen. That God requires you to be faithful. Amen. Amen. That if you don't have that quality, you cannot be a good steward or a good servant of God. Hallelujah. Amen. But God wants us to be good servants. God doesn't just want us to be servants, but good servants. You know, people who are not changing. Amen. That means across your Christian life, God is expecting that most of what you are, you know, the things that make you in essence a Christian in relation to him, you should not change. Are you getting the picture? That you should stay the same. Hallelujah. Now, when you talk about faithfulness, faithfulness is similar to a word like strong. You see, it's an adjective. You get it? It's similar to a word like strong. You know, when you say something is strong, you sort of consider that what you are saying is that you expect the thing to remain a certain way, even when it is exposed to things that will cause it otherwise to buckle. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. So faithfulness is like that. God knows that stewardship or being a servant of God involves many situations that will put you under pressure to change. Are you getting it? You come into many situations that will put you under pressure to change. Do you see? And so many people rather become unfaithful, or they change under such things, and they blame the situation. And they say that it's because of this situation that I have changed. Do you understand? No, but it's supposed to be the opposite. It's rather because of this situation that we are requiring you not to change. Are you getting the difference? It's because of this situation that we are requiring you not to change. What is the use of saying that a chair is strong so long as no one sits on it? Are you getting the picture? You know, your eyes are so red, I can't believe it. Did you color them, or is just the way they look at night? Because many of you, I don't see you at night, so I don't know what you look like at night. Hallelujah. But you just stay up. Do you understand? Don't sleep into the new year. Just stay up. Hallelujah. Because in just a few minutes, we're going to be in a new year. Are you getting it? So try to stay up and pay attention to what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I'm saying that what is the use of a chair? Do you understand? And saying that the chair is strong so long as nobody is going to sit on it. Do you understand? When we say strong chair, we anticipate that the chair, the basic nature of the chair is such that it requires, or it is made for people to sit on it. So when we make a chair, we expect the chair to be able to withstand that. The chair should at least be able to support a body. That's the qualification for it to be called a chair. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah, that is why. So when the chair, you sit on the chair and the chair breaks, the chair has failed. It's not that you should point to me and say, why did you sit on it in the first place? Are you understanding what I'm saying? One of the common places where the word faithful is relevant is in the area of relationships. Do you understand? And in the area of marriage. Hallelujah. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now the reason why that is important is because people change. Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, people change. That is why when someone is marrying someone, they want the person to make a pledge from the beginning. Do you understand? Do you follow what I'm saying? Well, why do we have to make the pledge from the beginning? You get it? And unfortunately, especially for guys, you make the pledge on a day when you are not thinking deeply much. do you understand? Yeah, you're not thinking much. You're not thinking deeply. But they want you to. The idea is that this thing is going to require, is going to put you under pressure to change. Are you getting what I'm saying? Why do they say it's for better or for worse? Do you see? Because what they are trying to say. So when you say faithful husband, you are trying to measure him against the for better and for worse, which are all situations that can make him change. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So when someone takes that journey with you and leaves you in the middle of the road because you did this and that and that and that, do you understand? Then rather they are becoming unfaithful, because this is actually what we were looking for right from the beginning. We were saying that this thing is going to change, or it can change. It can become something that it doesn't look like now. I mean, you think about it. I make a pledge to you. I'm going to be with you the rest of your life, no matter what you do, when I don't know what you can do. Don't you think faithfulness is required? You need from the person the quality of not changing against your changes. Some slim people are going to put on weight. Do you get it? Yeah. Some concave stomach. Which one goes inside? Concave stomached people are going to end up having convex type of stomachs and bellies. Yeah. Brothers with waist 28. Every time they buy a belt, they have to make extra holes. Do you understand? Yeah. They are going to get to a place. They buy their clothes from children's section. They are going to get to a place where now they have to shop at Tall and Mighty. Yeah, the ordinary shop is not going to work for them anymore. You see, and I'm entering into this arrangement with you now. What is the one quality that you want from me? You want faithfulness. You want the guarantee that in the midst of the changes, I will still be the same. Are you getting the picture? That is why God says that, look, if you don't have it, don't even start considering yourself as a servant of God. He said, moreover, it is required in stewards. It is required in stewards that a person possesses in himself an ability to stay the same. Do you understand? That means to continue to be faithful, to continue to be reliable, to continue to serve the Lord, to continue to say, yes, I will do it, to continue to support the work of God as the things change, because things change. Some will have a job at one time, then at another time you don't have a job. And God is expecting you still to be the same. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. The time is going to come, you're single, then another time you're going to get married. Then a time when you're married, but we don't have children, then a time will come, you have children, you have one, then two, then three. God is expecting that you stay the same. I mean, can you imagine if you were going to change with all the changes in your life? Then who will be left? I think you understand what we are talking about here. Yeah. If you're going to change every time something changes in your life, you get a new job, it means you won't serve God anymore. You know, you get a new job or you become a little richer, it means you will not serve God anymore. I mean, anytime that something changes in your life, something is going to change in your relationship with the Lord. I mean, that's not going to work. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. But we expect that God, or God is expecting that we stay the same. Can I have an amen? Amen. If you become poor, God expects you to be faithful. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. When you become poor, maybe a time is going to come sometime along the year. Probably you're going to earn less than you used to earn. God expects you still to be faithful. You must still be faithful. Faithful with giving your tithe. Faithful with giving offerings. God expects you to be faithful up there, faithful down there. And some of you are going to get blessed. Some of you are going to become richer. Do you understand? But there are many people who, when they get blessed, they change in the wrong direction. Do you understand? Some of you are going to get blessed, and then you're going to, God is going to bless you with a car or something. And now you are going to have to, you see some people, they develop new tastes for new pleasures. Now you, Sunday morning, you want to go to the beach. You who used to take the train and come to the train station, and somebody will come and pick you up and bring you to church. Now the Lord has blessed you. You have a car, and God has blessed you in it. Now Sunday morning, you are roaming around looking for beaches, and that is your new pastime. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. It should not be the case. That as God blesses you with a new job, then now you can no longer be found in the place where God found you. Hallelujah. Amen. Many people, when they get blessed, and from time to time you will see that God just selects people and just allows them to be blessed. You see that relative to others who are putting in perhaps the same effort, you seem to get more return than they. You cannot even explain it. Sometimes people who have equal education as you have, or sometimes people who have even more education than you have, don't have what you seem to have. They don't seem to command the wealth that you command. They don't seem to get what you get. Do you see? And these are all blessings that God gives to his people. And as God gives them to you, how do you react to it? And how do you respond? What is their effect on you? You see, some people become proud. They become swelling up. Do you understand? You have changed. The little prosperity that God gave you, you have now become like that. No one can talk to you. No one can address you. No one can address your issues. No one can even point out to you that something you're doing is wrong. You have now crossed the line because of some small promotion and elevation that God gave you. Are you getting the picture? But God wants us to develop the quality of staying the same. Do you understand? And being loyal and being faithful. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like a person. When you see a person, you see them like what they were wearing on Sunday is not what they are wearing today. But the person in the clothes is the same. That is what I'm talking about. So the circumstances, the outer coverings, that those things may change. But when because maybe Sunday you were wearing something else. I was even telling my wife about it. I was telling her what you were wearing was very interesting. We were gossiping about you. That's the other way to put it. We were talking about you on Sunday. Do you understand? Now, the fact that she's now wearing tonight something else different from what she was wearing on Sunday. Something has changed. But she's still Magdalene. She still answers to KK. She's the same person. That's what I'm talking about. Are you getting what I'm saying? So a day is going to come, just like her clothes have changed, you too, something will change in your life. You may have a job that you don't now have. You may live in a place that you are not living now. Do you understand? You may buy something that you don't own now. But those things should not change you. It should not be that now you've gone to live in such and such a place, and so you cannot come to church, you cannot serve the Lord. It's not the Lord who sent you to live there. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That God has blessed you. Now you can go and live over there. But now, because I live over there, Lord, as you know, as I live there now, I cannot come to church. And now I get tired. Or now I do this, now I do that. That's why he said, look, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. A person must have this quality of being constant, that the things we expect of a steward, we can expect of him or her all the time, no matter what is changing around. As time goes on, we're going to see more and more blessings. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We're going to see more and more blessings. We're going to see more and more things. We're going to see more people, you know, being lifted into higher things and into higher places. Oh, and you better believe it. You should believe it. Because God is going to bless his people. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. So when we talk about faithfulness, we are not saying that as long as nothing offensive happens. No, that's not what we are saying. We are saying that rather, it is the thing you must have because of the potential offenses. Amen. It is the thing you must have because of the potential offense. Just like a chair, the thing it must have is the strength to support a body, because that's what is likely to happen to it. Different people will be sitting on it. And it needs to be able to sustain it. I think you understand why it's important. So it is the principal qualification. It's not skill here. It's interesting that it's not saying that, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found skillful. Because skill is something we acquire with time. Skill is something we develop. Everyone, when they are given a chance to do something long enough, they'll get better at it. Are you getting what I'm saying? You remember when Gloria started to lead the worship, the very first day she led worship in the church? I think I remember that very clearly. But as she was doing, even last Sunday, I was just watching her as she was leading the worship. And I realized, it just occurred to me that, you know, this lady is changing as she's doing this thing. Do you understand? I mean, she's changing, I mean, getting better at it. Are you understanding what I'm saying? She's getting better at what she's doing. So as for skill, God is not looking out for skill. That's not the thing. Because anyone can actually develop skill. In fact, you need faithfulness actually for the skill to come. That is why he's not requiring in stewards that a man be found skillful. That a man be found beautiful. Are you getting what I'm saying? You see, sometimes a person is looking for a wife and he will say that he's looking for a beautiful woman, etc. But behind all of that, what is the use of a beautiful woman who is not faithful? What is the use of... what is the use of a beautiful woman who is not faithful? Beautiful person that you, is not faithful. Rich but not faithful. So when people start to list the things they are looking for, they have presumed that faithfulness is given. Then they are now saying, on top of these are the accessories I want. Do you understand? So I want accessories like he should have some money, and accessories like he should have a broad chest, you know, accessories like he should wear eyeglasses, and, you know, such things like that. We like such things. But that is on the assumption that the basic thing is there. Hallelujah. Yeah. How will you respond to someone who tells you, I want to marry you, but I want to promise you that I'm only going to do it for 9.5 years. After that, I'm going to leave you and find somebody else. You won't even start. You won't even start. You won't even start. And if you had known that you would be brought this far, that we are going to relate for 3-4 years, and after that you are going to drop me right here, I would never have chosen you. That's how it is. But the presumption is that, oh, you will be there. You would be faithful in sickness and in health. If I knew you were going to take off when I get sick, I would not even... Yeah, I would not even choose you. Hallelujah. I think you understand the word of God. So that is number one. It is required. It is a principal requirement. Hallelujah. Number two is to overcome the fifth column. Now, the fifth column is from a story of a general who was getting ready to invade a certain country or a certain city, you know. And somebody was asking him, you know, so how do you intend to overcome the city? How do you intend to, what is your battle plan? What is your strategy for entering into the city and overcoming it? Do you see? Because I realize that you have only four battalions. Do you see? And I don't really get the plan. And the guy said that, oh, not a problem. I have a fifth column, and the fifth column is already inside the city. Did you understand? There is a fifth, these battalions you see out here, they are not the main thing at all. The main thing I'm counting on is the group that is already in the city. They are going to open the city gates, and then we will march in. You see, right now they are in the city pretending and acting as though they are citizens. But when the battle really starts, they are going to open the city up to us, and we're going to come to fight in that place. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. Now, we need faithfulness because, you see, the church of God is such that it cannot easily be destroyed from outside. Are you getting the picture? It cannot easily be destroyed from outside. So the devil likes to find agents and people who can help him destroy the church from inside. So the things that happen within a church affect the church more than even the things that come at it from outside. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. Like one day I went to visit somebody. I think I went with Pastor Munene to visit Michael over here. And at that time, Michael was living in a place in Oakland, down in the city. Now, when we went to visit him, we went to the place, and the building, the apartment building, was locked. It was one of these buildings where you need a code to get in. And they had locked the place to keep people like us out. Are you getting the picture? So there was no way we could have gone inside the building. You know, and I think either we were calling Michael and he wasn't picking up or something. I'm not sure what the situation was. But guess what? As we were standing there, then somebody who lives in that apartment, he came to meet us at the door. He buzzed himself in and then he stood aside and said, we can come in. Do you understand? Uh-huh. So that person is a betrayer of the apartment complex. Do you understand? Because of him, we the strangers who don't belong to that place have been able to override a complex security system. You see, that there is no way, no matter what we had, we could have stood there at the door punching and trying all different numbers. There's just no way we could have entered that building. But when that fellow came, he made a very difficult thing very easy. In 2 minutes, we were inside. We started climbing the stairs into a place that we otherwise had no access. And I'm saying that as sophisticated as a church's security system, spiritual security system is, that security system is easily overridden by church members who actually allow themselves to be used by the devil to invite demons into the church to come and attack it and destroy it. So when we start to have faithfulness in the church, we are developing an antidote to that. It's like telling everybody in the apartment complex, watch out, do not let anybody in. It's like making every single person in the apartment complex decide to sign an agreement that we will not let strangers into this place. That our commitment is firm, that we will not allow strangers who don't belong here to come into this place. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yeah. And we need that. As the church grows and as the church develops, we need faithful people. We need reliable people. We need committed people. Are you getting what I'm saying? We need people who will be there. That when we come to church, we are sure that there will be a song from the choir. Because the choir members will go to the practice and they will sing and prepare a song for us. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah, that not that when we come to church, sometimes we will get it, sometimes we won't get it. Or we are never sure. what will happen? Can you imagine if you went to KFC and said, well, sometimes there's chicken, other times there's no chicken, sometimes it's goat meat. You ask them, what? Are you KFC or KGC? Or KFG? Hallelujah. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying? And I know that many churches, many, many, many churches have often been destroyed from inside. The members of the church turn against themselves into some type of spiritual cannibals, and they eat out all the life in the church until the place becomes unbearable to belong to. You cannot attend the church because all the sweetness is gone. When you go to the church, it's just full of gossip, it's full of issues, it's full of criticisms, backbiting, people gossiping about each other every day, somebody's story, who is going out with who, and who is the latest this, and who met this one pregnant, and why is the pastor's wife sitting over there, and her dress is from Walmart, so what? Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. So the devil knows that sometimes when it comes to churches, the best helpers are the members. Yeah. They are the ones who help you to scatter the church. Before you know it, the church is scattered. You see that all the goodness, all the blessing, a place that we used to come to. You know, last Sunday, I was just looking at everybody. We closed the church and we were all sitting there. And people were there and there and there. And we were just there. At the end of the day, I said to this, look, it seems we like ourselves too much. We should go home. Because we were sitting in the place. Just people, and you should see people just talking. And when I see it as a pastor, I just feel so happy. I feel so happy because, you know, it is through the work of God or by the grace of God. Look at how people have found real friends. Do you understand? Real friends, real relationships. I mean, real, true relationships. And this is the thing that the devil doesn't like. When he sees it in a church, he will like scatter it. Turn that whole thing into sourness and bitterness so that people will leave very quickly after church if they come at all. Yeah. He would like to spoil the church. And many churches like ours, especially African originating churches, you see them scattering. Yeah. You see them fighting. Sometimes the pastors, you see them fighting among themselves. I heard the story one time of a church where the pastors were fighting in front of the congregation over the offering. Where's the offering basket? Where's the offering basket? Give it to me quickly, please. Are you learning something from what I'm sharing with you, or you are just laughing at us? Yeah, this is the other pastor. So when they finish receiving the offering, come and sit here, brother. Sit here. Yeah. Now, they finished the offering and then they came to put it there. And then they were praying over it. And as they were praying, I think the pastor was just watching. He had made up his mind that today is his turn. As soon as they finished the prayer, the pastor grabbed the offering basket. And then this pastor also grabs it. And then they start to just fight over the offering. Today is the offering. And then, until they divided the basket into two. Before the members. And as you would imagine, the church ended that day. Yeah, the church was finished on that day. No more church. This is what the devil wants. See people talking about people. You will see them, even the way they refer to their pastor, our man. Say, you know our man. Yeah. People who are with you but are not with you. Do you understand? They appear to be with you, but they are not with you. You see, they are like spies. You see, recently I had seen on Ghana Web how so many people were writing all kinds of reports about some message that Bishop had preached. Do you see? And one of the things I was wondering was, so where do these people, who are these people who do these things? Most likely, they are people who attend the service just sitting in the congregation, looking like people who have come to receive a message. But there are people who have come looking for a fault. You get it? And looking for something. And then they would take the message and then go and play it and start to, you know, quote the thing out of context and start to make a lot of trouble and all kinds of things like that. And you just wonder, why do we have such people among us? You can't just take a pastor's one line that he makes or states or makes a statement that he makes and use that to define his whole ministry. You can't do that. Because what we, the way we understand people is often based on a background. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, there are certain things I can say to you, you won't be offended because you kind of know me and you know what I mean by that. But when you take that statement on its own and bring it and let it stand on its own, it looks offensive. Are you getting the picture? Because if I just isolated the onions in your soup and asked you to chew it, you will not like it. But if I put it in a context against a background with other things and other juices running into it and mixing, you actually appreciate the onion very much. Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? So we must have faithfulness in order to overcome that faith column. Say amen. Amen. And then the last one that I'll give you before we quickly pray, hallelujah, is so that we can have or hear those precious words, well done, good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 25 and verse 23, he said, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Then he said, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you a ruler over many things. Can you see that? His Lord said to him, well done what? Good and faithful servant. Say good and faithful. Notice that he's not just saying good, isn't it? So he's not just saying, God is not just looking for people who sing good or who usher good. Do you understand? Or who do whatever they do in the church, play good. No. God is looking for people who are good and faithful. Just like you are looking for a husband who is handsome and faithful. Is it not true? Yeah. You are not just looking for someone who is handsome. You are not just looking for someone who is rich. But you want someone who is rich and faithful. Is it not true? Yeah. You want someone who has a broad chest and is faithful. Uh-huh. So God is also looking for good and faithful servants. And notice how after that he says, thou hast been faithful over a few things. He didn't say thou hast been good over a few things. So even though the guy has these two qualities, good and faithful, it looks like the main thing that is resonating with God is his faithfulness. It's not so much his goodness, but it is his faithfulness. He says, thou hast been faithful over a few things. Hallelujah. God says, a few things that were given to you, you have been faithful over them. And because of that, I will make you ruler over many things. I'm going to promote you and I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you control and access over many things. Because a small thing that was given to you, you have been faithful with it. A small marriage that has been given to you, you have been faithful with it. In spite of all the trouble and all the challenge and how difficult this person is to live with, you have been faithful. Because of that small faithfulness, I'm going to give you something great. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah, small church membership, you have been faithful. So the church is not even so big, but you have been faithful. Because you have been faithful over a few things. A small church that I said you should join. You have attended it faithfully. I will now make you a ruler over many things. Are you getting what I'm saying? A new job that I gave you, a small promotion, just a job that will require you to work. Sometimes you work through the night and you wake up in the morning or close in the morning. You are so tired, but it looks like you've been faithful. You still went to church, even falling asleep in the church, but you still went. And the Lord is saying that, you know, because it's just a small thing, but you have been faithful. And because you have been faithful, I'm going to make you a ruler over many things. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So you can see that faithfulness is the key that is going to draw the rest of the things that your life is missing into your life. This is the main thing. Everything is built around your faithfulness. He says that because I gave it to you, a small thing. It's just a small, small something that I committed to you. Do you understand? But you have been faithful. Small salary that I gave you, you have been faithful. You know, many years ago, I used to earn £5 a week. £5, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds a week. But I was faithful with my tithe. Oh, yeah. I used to scrub fridges in Marks and Spencer. You know, I'd go early in the morning at 4 a.m. or something like that. Or I would wake up at 4 a.m. and I'd start work at 5 a.m. on Baker Street. That's in London. And I used to scrub the fridges. You see, the one where they put the vegetables, every day they turn some of them off and I have to go and scrub them. And I would go and scrub the fridges like that, and they would give me £5 every week. You know. No, 35 pounds. 35 pounds. 35 pounds a week. And I remember that my tithe, I paid a tithe. Because I didn't just pay a tithe. My tithe of £35 will be how much? £3.50. Then I add an offering of £1.50. So I balance it off and make it £5. Do you understand that? Yeah. And I used to give £5 constantly. Every week I would give God £5. And what I would have left to live on was £30. The £30, I'll buy my bus pass, which was about £12. Do you see? Then, and I was a pastor in those days, so I needed a bus pass that was, you know, multi-zone capable. So I could visit my church members and go to far away places. So I'd buy zone 1 to 3, you know, and that would cost me about £12 in those days. And then I had a friend who was also Bishop Richard, who was also a pastor, and at that time he didn't have a job. So I would bless him with £10 so that he can also have, you know. And then in the end, one just has about some 5 or so, whatever is left, you know. And then we used to eat chips and vinegar. That's what we used to eat. Yeah, they make a big thing that like a funnel of newsprint, and they pour the chips in it, and you sprinkle salt and vinegar on it. The salt and the vinegar are the fish. Because if I buy fish, the whole thing will finish. You see the thing. So I was telling my wife the other day, because sometimes when she's giving me food to eat, I start to eat. She said, won't you even wait for the fish? I don't need fish. My training was with vinegar and salt. I mean, this food is perfectly okay with salt and vinegar. I don't need meat much. Are you understanding what I'm saying? But I was faithful. I was faithful. There was not a single time that because of hardship or whatever, I would keep that money. Do you understand? But the temptation was always there. That's why I'm saying that if you think of faithfulness as something that happens in the absence of temptation, then you got the word wrong. Do you get it? That's why I'm saying that, like, the word strong is a totally irrelevant word unless you are thinking about pressure that can make it spoil. That's when the word strong becomes important. You say it's strong because you say that if you apply pressure to it, it still stays the same. That's why you call it strong. Yeah. You cannot say faithful unless you acknowledge that, yes, there will be times, difficult times. Sometimes you feel so sleepy. You feel like, today I feel like bringing my blanket, comforter, everything to the church. Yeah. Because you feel so sleepy. Sometimes you feel so tired. So tired. Sometimes you are so cash strapped. I mean, you are so broke. Broke. You don't even see any point in carrying the wallet. It's just unnecessary excess weight. Because there's nothing in it. Just receipts and people's business cards. But if you can be faithful, notice what is bringing the promotion, what is bringing the control and access to many things is what the person has done with something very little. What you are doing with very little is going to determine what God gives you, what else God gives you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. That's why I'm serious about pastoring and preaching to you. If only even two rows of, or even one row of you have come tonight, I will still preach with strength like I'm preaching now. Because if I'm faithful with a few members, God is going to give me more. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Stand to your feet tonight and let's pray. Hallelujah. Let's just pray and begin to thank God for a new year. We're going to pray for a couple of things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to bow your heads, everybody, and just pray. We have just entered into a new year. We have entered into a new day. And for some of you, and indeed all of us, we're in a new era and a new place of our lives altogether. And we want to enter this place with prayer. The first thing we want to do this year is to pray. First thing we want to do this year is to pray and say, Lord, we commit ourselves into your care and we want you to cover us in the name of Jesus. We want you to cover us, Holy Spirit. We are praying, Lord, that you will keep us. We are praying, Lord, that in this new place, you will preserve us in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that God will cover us in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Makaboromo shatare balababarababaya. Makamalamama sotori balamamaya. Miko sokotori alababaya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Just pray, pray, pray and say, Lord, I thank you. You allowed me to live to see this day and I thank you. I thank you for this new year. I'm just asking for your covering and your blessing in the name of Jesus. I'm just asking for your covering and for your blessing in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mashe belibebaya. Cover us, O God. Yes. Cover us in the name of Jesus. Let no evil befall us, O God. Let no evil befall us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let no evil befall us, O God, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Guide our days, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Take our lives and take our days in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you know what? I want us to do something. I want us, you know, I was just listening to the service that Bishop had in Accra, you know, last night. And there is a prayer part of it that I thought It just occurred to me that we can actually join in that prayer. Amen. Because it was a very meaningful prayer time, and I want us to join them. And we are going to pray those same prayers right here. Hallelujah. So, have you got it? Yeah, just really, let's just flow with the prayer as he prays. And I believe that it's going to be a blessing to us. Have you got it? Thank you, Jesus.
Listen, I have received messages from Kenya just now whilst I was preaching that they have already entered into 2013.
Thank you.
I received in the afternoon messages from Fiji Island that they have entered into 2000. They say 2013 is good so far.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I've received messages from New Zealand and Australia. They have all entered already. And we are also just about to join them and enter into 2013.
That's right.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
We have about 5 minutes more, and then we will be in 2013. So everybody, I want us to hide under the arms of the Lord and say, Lord, as we enter into this new year, cover us with your feathers.
Cover us with your power. Cover us with your power.
We give ourselves to you, O Lord.
We give ourselves to you.
Keep us, O Lord, by your power and your mercy.
Keep us, O Lord, by
in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hand and call on God right now. Everywhere. Don't think about it. Pray for yourself now. Just commit yourself to God's hand. Commit yourself to God's hand. As we enter into the new year. Yes. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we are praying, Father, that you will cover us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that you will cover us and protect us, O God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus, let your power be over us, O Lord, in 2013. We ask for your cover, we ask for your mercy, we ask for your praise, we ask, O Lord, that you keep us, you guide us, Lord, step by step into the new year. Show us the way to go, lead us, O Lord, tell us where to go, show us what to do, show us, O Lord, your way. We ask in the name of Jesus.
That you will show us where to go. You will show us what to do. You will show us where to step, oh God. That you will guide our steps and guide our lives in the name of Jesus. Remove us from every false way. Remove us from every
false
way. In the name of Jesus.
Oh God! light, Lord. Shine your light, Lord. All our pathways. Shine your power. Shine your light, Lord. Wherever we go, be with us, oh God. Keep us, oh God. Deliver us from our enemies. Deliver us from our evil enemies, Lord. Save us from our own mistakes. Save us from our errors. Save us, oh God, from our own errors and mistakes of our soul and our life. Deliver us from our sins, our sickness, our secret sins. Keep us, oh Lord, by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, we ask, oh Lord,
in Jesus' name, oh yes, Lord. Thank you.
Begin
Jesus.
To thank God for a new year. Begin to thank God for
thank
a new year.
Lord.
Begin to thank God for
Lord.
A new year.
Thank you, Lord.
Begin to thank God for a
thank
new year.
Thank you, Lord.
Begin to thank God for a new year.
Thank
begin
you.
To thank God for a
yes,
new year.
Lord, we are
thank
grateful for a new year. We are grateful for the blessing of a new year. We are grateful for 2013. We are grateful for your goodness and for your kindness. We are grateful for your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank God, thank God,
thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Come on, clap your hands. Clap your hands. Thank you, thank you. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and thank you. Thank you. Everybody. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Clap your hands and thank you. It's a new year. It's a new year. It's a new year. It's a new year. Thank you.
Thank
him. Thank him. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Lift your voice.
Yes, it's a good year.
Lift your voice and give him praise.
It's a good year.
Give him praise. Clap your hands, lift your voice. And give him praise.
It's a good year
indeed. Give him praise.
It's a good year.
A new money.
It's a good year indeed.
Give him a praise. Give him a praise. Give him all the glory.
It's
oh, yeah, no,
year
it's
indeed.
It's just the beginning of a new year.
Excited to be in a new year.
We are.
The first thing that I want us to do
thank you,
in this new year is to pray.
Amen.
I don't want us to start shouting and jumping yet. The Bible says in Psalm 37, verse 23, it states the steps of good man are ordered by the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This year, I want us to say to the Lord, Lord, just guide my steps. Would you like God to guide your steps this year?
Yes.
That's why Jesus prayed for 3 hours. Thy will be done. Not my will, but thy will be done. Let's all do this first thing this year. Lift your hands now. And we are going to pray for about 5 minutes. Don't think of stopping in 1 minute.
Yes.
We are going to pray about at least five minutes. And we are going to say, Lord, let your will be done in my personal life.
Yes,
we are not
Jesus.
Praying for the church. We are praying for about ourselves.
Yes.
Guide me. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Shall we pray? Everywhere, outside, Adelaide Chapel, wherever you are, just lift your hand and pray.
Everybody pray. Pray for yourself. Just pray for yourself that God's will be done in your life. That God will order your steps in the right direction in the name of Jesus.
Direct my steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man. 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 Lord, guide my steps. Guide my steps. Guide my steps. Guide my steps. In 2020.
Oh yes, Jesus.
Guide every step.
Jesus.
Every step.
Yes.
Every step.
Yes.
Every step.
Yes.
Of my life.
Yes.
Of my way. Of my business. Of my school. Of my future. Guide my steps. Let your will be done in my life. Not somebody's will. Not anybody's will. Not my will.
Jesus.
But let your will be done.
Jesus.
Guide my steps.
Jesus.
Guide my steps. This year. This year. Guide me, guide me, guide me, guide my steps. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Let your will be done.
Yes, lift your voice and pray. Pray to God. Ask God to lead you. Ask God to direct you. In 2013, that you not make a mistake. Lift your voice, everybody. Outside, inside here. Pray for God to direct your steps. For God to direct your path. Oh, Jesus. We pray, oh God. I pray for myself. Deliver me from mistakes. Deliver me from taking the wrong step. God, I pray. Guide my days. Guide my steps. Guide my decisions. Guide my choices. Lift your voice and pray. Pray today.
The first thing we are doing is to guide this body. Guide my choices. Guide my decisions, O God. My plans, O God. My choices, O God. The places I go to. The people I go with. The people I meet. The people I relate with. Lord, may you choose them all for me. In the name of Jesus.
Pray for his house. Pray for his leadership. God will lead you. God will direct you. God will help you. God will show you the way you ought to go. Oh God, let me show you.
That you will show me the way. That you will show me the way.
It's your hands. The march of 2013.
From every false way. Every deceptive way. Every way that will not help me. Every way that will not make me advance. Remove all such things. All such people from my life. In the name of Jesus.
Deliver me, O God. From mistakes. From wrong decisions. From bad choices. Pray to God, everybody. Pray. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Pray. Pray. Talk to him. Talk to him now. He's hearing our prayer. He's hearing our offering. To our prayer. He's hearing our offering. To our prayer. Pray. Pray to him. Ask him. Beg him to lead you. Beg him to direct you.
Lord,
His
contacts, our connections, Lord, every place that
that we go to.
In the name of Jesus, lead us, Lord. Lead us, Lord. Let our steps fall in the right places. Lead us in the right places. Lead us into the right corners, into the right relationships, into the right connections, the right friendships, the right associations. In the name of Jesus,
let your will be done. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God. I pray, oh God. I pray, oh God. I pray for your will. I pray for your will. Oh Jesus, show me your way. Show me your path. Show me the way I ought to go. In the name of Jesus, please don't joke with this prayer. Please pray, pray, pray. Wherever you are, pray tonight. Pray this morning. Pray this morning. Pray this morning. He will lead you. 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 Jesus. Jesus. We cannot do without you.
And you will guide me, oh God. My steps in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody quiet, listen. This is what we are being led to do by the Holy Spirit. The first thing we are doing is not to shout, it's not to dance, but is to pray.
Hallelujah.
And we are going to pray. Lord, give us our daily bread. Now listen, most of us, our real needs are financially related. Is it not true?
It is.
Something to do with money.
Yes.
Now, I want us to pray. God has revealed to me in this church, anybody who is in NBC or MPP related things, those in NBC who have prospered already, you are going to prosper even more. Those in MPP who, it seems you are not prosperous. Well, God is going to surprise you and is going to elevate you beyond your imagination. So, all sides, this side and this side, whichever groups you belong to, we are saying, Lord, because give us this day our daily bread.
Yes.
You art in heaven, not somebody on earth. God, yes, which is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Give us our daily bread.
Yes.
And deliver us from evil.
Jesus.
This year, how many are going to join me? You can go home if you want. I want to stay here and ask God for this particular thing.
Yes.
Lift up your hand right now. We are saying, Lord, save me financially. Give me my daily bread, whatever I need.
Yes.
Supply this year.
Jesus.
Lift up your hand and call on God,
Jesus,
right now. In the name,
Jesus,
of
Jesus. We are praying, oh God. You are praying, oh God. For a daily bread. Oh God in heaven. You know our needs. You know what we need to survive. We are looking up to you. We are not looking up to man. We are not looking to our friends. We are not looking to our ancestors, oh God. We are not looking to our relatives. We are not looking to any political party. We are looking up to God. You are the giver of praise. Oh God. Oh God. We are praying. We are looking up to you. We are looking up to you. Jesus. Give us this day our daily bread. Our daily bread. Our bread, oh God. Our cookies. Our shoes. Cookies, oh God. Shoes to wear. Oh God. You will look after us. Pray to God. Pray to God. That God will look after you. He will look after you. He will look after you. He will provide your needs. He will provide your needs. Everybody in this place, please pray. 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 Don't be looking at your watch. You pray. We are talking to our Heavenly Father. We are praying to our Heavenly Father. We are asking Him. We are asking Him to be our giver. We are asking Him to be the source of our livelihood.
That
we
there will not be a need in our lives this year. That you will not provide.
We call you, God. We look up to you, God.
To jobs, oh God.
Look
jobs,
eyes
jobs
you, God.
Oh God. Father,
like
jobs for your people.
Look
jobs for
mistress.
Your people.
We
jobs
look up to
for
you,
your
God.
People. In the name
like
of Jesus. Promotions, oh God. Father,
we look
promotions.
You.
Pay raises.
We look up to you.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
You, God.
Financial breakthroughs.
Oh, yes.
Opportunities. Open doors. Oh God. Our daily bread. In the
pray
name of Jesus, I pray that
life.
This
year. You will supply cars to those who need cars, those who need houses, those who need accommodation. Lord, that you will provide in the name of Jesus.
If you pray to him,
in the name of Jesus,
pray to him. 2013, you'll not be a beggar. You'll not be a beggar. You'll not be a beggar. God will look after you. Pray to him today. Lift your voice. Everybody here. Pray to him.
That your children will not beg.
You'll not become a beggar.
That
you'll
not ever be a pauper.
God will look after you.
That you will not be in debt. That this year you will deliver your people from debt, oh God. Father, school loans and credit card debt. That you will release your people from all such debts. In the name of Jesus, that your people will be free. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that your people will be free. That they will not be in bondage. In Jesus' name, that we will not be in bondage in this new year. In 2013, oh God, we will not be in bondage. In the name of Jesus, financial bondage. In the name of Jesus, but that every one of us will have. Every one of us will have more than we need. That every one of us will have more than we can carry. Every one of us will have our needs met, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
God will look
in the
you.
Name of Jesus.
The source of your life is God. The source of your life is God.
That you will be our source, oh God. That you will be our source. That you will be our source. That you will be our source, oh God. That you will supply every need in our lives. In the name of Jesus. That we will have the ability to meet every need. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Oh Jesus.
Today
is the day of prayer. Open your mouth and pray. Don't be quiet. Talk to him. His ears are open to your prayer. His hands are not short. His hand can help you. He will send angels. He will send angels.
That God will be our source.
That
you will be our source.
Oh Jesus. We want you.
Job.
We cannot have
force.
We look at you today.
But
we look at you today.
Be our source.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
And finally, how many want to die this year?
My Jesus.
No, you shall not die this year. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. How many want to get poor this year?
No way.
And so we are going to pray. Deliver me from evil.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes.
And lead me not into temptation.
My Jesus.
Yes.
For thine is the kingdom.
My Jesus.
And the power. And the. In other words, you have the power to deliver me.
That's right.
Nobody has the power to deliver you.
Yes.
Only God has the power to
Thank
deliver you.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is our last segment of prayer. Because we are starting the year with prayer time.
Yes.
Everybody, listen. Don't joke with it. You can die anywhere and at any time. Take it from me. You can die anywhere and at any age. A lot of people died last year. And it's before election, just after election, just before. I mean, all kinds of things. Yeah.
Jesus.
But God can deliver you.
Hallelujah.
By the way, when you are praying, watch your phone and your bag and everything at the same time as you are praying. Put it in
Hallelujah.
Your pocket and things.
What a shock.
It's part of the deliver me from evil.
Yes.
Yeah. But this is our prayer now.
Yes.
Oh Lord.
Yes.
Lift your hands now.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the last prayer. Oh, no one should joke with this prayer time, because normally we don't pray like this, but we are praying now because the Holy Spirit wants us to pray.
Yes.
Deliver me from evil, evil men, evil spirits, evil situations, evil conditions, evil demons, whatever it is. Lead me not into temptation.
Lord.
Save me, Lord. Everybody lift
your
hand and call on God.
Yes,
God can save you.
Oh, yes,
God can help you. God can deliver
you.
God can answer this prayer. God will answer this prayer this year. In Jesus' name. Lord, deliver me from evil. Lead me not into temptation. Jesus' name, Lord.
We call
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus. We lift our hands to you.
In the
the first hour of 2020. We lift our hands to your God. Deliver us from evil men, evil plans. They will not come to pass. The plans of wicked men will not come to pass. Pray today.
In
we are praying.
Of Jesus.
Everybody pray.
Oh,
what a time of prayer.
Lord.
What a time of prayer.
Of
pray
Jesus.
Today. Deliver me. Deliver me.
Deliver us.
Deliver
God.
Me.
Deliver us, oh God.
Jesus.
Send us, oh God.
Yes.
Deliver us, oh God. We block them, Lord.
Jesus.
We block the flame. We block the arrow. We block the fear. We block the fear.
Yes.
We are doing
every
ask.
We
are doing every ask.
We are doing every ask. Directed at me, that is directed at my family, that is directed at my life, that is directed at my household, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
We are praying. We are praying. We cancel every accident, every death wish, wicked ideas that will not come to pass. In the name of Jesus, deliver us, O God. Deliver us, O God. Deliver us, O God. Deliver us, O God. Pray. He will not lead you to temptation. Jesus. Everybody outside, upstairs, downward, on the stage. Everybody, pray today. It's an important prayer. Deliver us, O God. Deliver your people of God. My Jesus. Evil plans, evil ideas, evil wishes, death wishes, strange sicknesses, diseases, attacks of the enemy, and robbery.
Oh God,
by
the sickness, sudden sickness, deliver us from sudden sickness in the name of Jesus. From accidents, sudden accidents in the air, on the road, in the name of Jesus, deliver us from sickness.
Oh Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
Jesus. Oh Jesus, send your angel.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
We come against that sword.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Fashion against you.
Jesus.
Shall prosper.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Go to the word. Who can deliver you? Pray to you today. Only He can deliver you. The weapons of Satan. The arrows of Satan. We take them away.
In the name of Jesus.
We take them away.
Shoot us, oh God. People who enter into schools and
in
public places
Jesus.
To shoot people. Lord, deliver us from outside places. In the name of Jesus. Deliver us from grocery stores where shooters shoot people. From schools, from trains, from buses, from planes, and every place where the evil man is. In the name of Jesus. May we have full victory to
make
all these things. In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
yes. Let the blood of Jesus cover us. Let the blood of Jesus protect us. Let the blood of Jesus cover us. Let the blood of Jesus protect us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, that you will keep us from evil. That you will keep us from evil.
Keep
us from evil. Keep us from devastating catastrophes in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That you will preserve our days, O God. In the name of Jesus.
I commit my days
into your hands, O God. That you would deliver me, O God. Deliver me, O God. Deliver me, O God. And my household. And my church members, O God. Deliver every one of them from every evil in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Let's pray for our nation.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen.
This is a good place to pray for our
Ghana
nation here too.
Ghana is the most democratic country in Africa. But if we think we are so good and we don't do what is right, it can lead to more unhappiness. Is that not so? Amen? So we want to pray for our government. And I want to call on the government to do what is right. It should not be that when one side wins, half of Ghana will not have jobs. Do you understand? And then when this side wins, all these people will now, they will not have cars, they will not have where to stay, they will not have any job. It's not a good system. It's a very bad system. So I'm calling on them that they should share things so that when even you are not in their side and you are in power, and other people too will get something to do. Because the government is the largest giver of business in Ghana. It's the government the one that gives all the business. It should not be, but that's how it is. So let us pray, because all the countries around us are unstable. Let us pray that God will make our, even as we have come so far, that we will become even more stable. Those who think that when, if you cheat some, or somebody feels cheated, you just be there. That's how rebels are formed. Rebels are people who feel cheated. We had to fly yesterday, 2 days or 3 days ago, our pastors in Central Africa. They had to fly emergency out of the capital of Bangui because the rebels were about 60 kilometers, which is like Winneba. They were around Winneba after Winneba coming to the capital. You know, and these are people, they are negotiated that they feel cheated. So then they just form an army and start fighting. If you have stopped doing coups, they just form a rebel armies. So let us pray for our nation. Do you understand? Yes. And let us pray. I'll say that they should give those who are not in power about 10% of the work. 70-30 rather than 100%. Winner takes it all. How many agree with me? Yeah. But only half of Ghana voted for it. Half of them don't want NDC. Half of Ghanaians don't want NDC. And half want them. That's Ghana. That's the truth. Only half don't want them. It cannot be that half of Ghana will be sad for another 8 years. Because I'm sure that whoever is here will be here for at least 8 years. How many agree that what I'm saying is the truth?
It's the truth.
Raise your hand. Wave your two hands if you agree with what I'm saying. So let us pray that God will deliver Ghana from evil. We need wiseness. I was very impressed when President Mahama came to IEA conference for questioning. As a sitting president, he came for them to debate. That's a good sign. That's something new. Nobody had done it before. When you are there, they don't come. So it's a good thing. Maybe he's going to do more new good things that have not been seen before. Lift your hand and let's pray for our leaders and our nation. That God will give them supernatural wisdom to do new things in Ghana that will make Ghana a shining star in Africa.
Oh, Jesus.
And be delivered from evil in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. We pray for our leaders. We pray for our nation.
Let's pray. Let's pray for the nation. Let's pray even for the U.S. over here.
Oh, Jesus.
We live here and our lives are affected by their decisions and their choices.
It's a serious prayer. Everybody has to pray.
Jesus.
Everybody pray. Pray for our leaders. We are praying for our nation. Oh Jesus. May there be fairness. May there be development. May there be wise leaders. Give them wisdom. Give them a skill of leadership.
Yes.
Deliver our
representatives, and we pray for all these people.
Jesus,
give them wisdom.
Jesus' name. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And last of all, put your hand on your chest.
Thank you.
And pray for spirit of loyalty.
Thank you, Jesus.
To come into yourself, not to somebody. That you become a faithful and loyal person. And that God will give you loyal people in your life.
Yes.
Faithful. Shall we pray? Shall we pray?
Father,
for that?
We pray.
Thank you, Lord, for this loyal name.
We pray in the name faithful. Of Jesus.
Father, we thank you.
That you put loyalty in my heart.
For the spirit of loyalty.
That you put faithfulness
the spirit
in my
of
heart. In the name of Jesus.
In my life.
That you put faithfulness and loyalty in my heart.
In the
name of Jesus.
That I'll be loyal.
I pray, oh God, that I'll be loyal.
Away.
I pray that I'll be faithful, that I'll be constant, that I will not change,
pray,
no matter
everybody.
What changes
pray,
around me, that I will be the same,
life,
oh God, I'll be the same, oh God, that I'll still love you, that I'll still serve you, that I'll still believe in you, that I'll still believe the things I believe today, in the name of Jesus, that as the years go by, I will not backslide, I will not change my position on the word of God. I will not begin to compromise. I will not begin to believe lies. I will not begin to believe things that are not scripture. But Lord, that I will be faithful in the name of Jesus. That one day you will say to me, well done, good and faithful servant, in the name of Jesus. I'll be faithful with that which you have committed to me. Oh God, I'll be faithful with that which you have committed to me. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift up your hands.
In Jesus' name. Jesus.
Holy, holy. Lord, you are worthy. And I'm honored to sing your praise. King of glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
King of glory. Lord Almighty. Hallowed. Your name, hallowed be your name. Come on, tell the Lord, hallowed be your name for 2013. Hallowed be your name. your praise.
And I'm honored to sing your praise.
King of glory,
King of glory,
God Almighty,
Lord Almighty,
hallowed be your name,
hallowed be your name.
Everybody lift your hands and say, hallowed be your name.
Hallowed be your name.
And favor on 2013.
Amen.
Thank you that the prayers we have prayed tonight are not in vain.
Yes, Lord.
We came to church, to a house of prayer, to pray to you.
Yes.
And we have called on you tonight.
Yes.
And we have prayed, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We have asked that your will should be done in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
We have reminded you that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
Yes.
And we have asked you to direct our steps step by step.
Hallelujah.
Step by step, Lord.
Yes.
Step by step, Lord.
Yes.
In this 2013.
Yes.
We have prayed, O Lord, that you give us our daily bread.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that this is a year of much bread.
Much bread.
Abundance.
Much
increase.
Much
in
increase.
Every financial aspect of our life.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for your blessing upon everyone in this house.
Yes, Lord.
All those belonging to this side and to this side.
Yes.
Your favor shall be upon us all.
Hallelujah.
And your grace shall be abundant in our
yes.
lives. We thank you in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
We have asked you, Lord, to deliver us from evil.
Deliver
from
us
evil
from
men.
Evil.
From evil ideas.
Yes.
From evil wishes.
Yes.
From evil spirits.
Yes.
From evil ideas.
Yes.
From evil intentions.
Yes.
And evil decisions.
Yes.
That are about us. We bind and block every flame and every idea
that is
thought about against
yes.
our life and our soul. We unravel and undo and unwind every idea and scheme and plan
yes.
that has been determined against us.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus
in
Christ,
Jesus' name.
We have asked you to lead us not into temptation this
yes,
year.
Lord.
Save us from the tempter.
Yes.
And the temptress.
Yes.
And the person through whom temptation comes into
in
our
the name
lives.
Of Jesus.
We have received that prayer.
Yes.
And Lord, we have prayed for our president.
Yes.
And we have prayed for our leaders.
Yes.
That this year they will come up with new ideas.
Yes.
New ways of doing old things.
Yes.
Lord. Better ways of doing things that are not working in Ghana for more than 50 years.
Yes.
We thank you for better leaders and better government
yes,
than ever before in the history of
Hallelujah.
Ghana.
Yes.
We thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, we have prayed.
Yes.
Putting our hands on our hearts
yes.
and asking that you will give us a faithful spirit.
Give us a faithful
a loyal spirit that we shall
yes.
be found faithful
yes.
to what we say and what
Jesus.
We believe and what we claim.
Jesus.
For all these things, Lord,
yes.
we say. Hallowed be your name.
Hallowed be your name.
We say hallowed be your name.
Hallowed
we say hallowed be your name.
Your name. Hallowed be your name.
Hallowed be.
Hallowed be your name. Lord,
pray I close right now. If you
thank
are here tonight,
you, Jesus. Thank hallowed be your name. Sing it, everybody.
Hallowed be your name.
Hallowed be your name.
Hallowed be your name. Lord of majesty, divine authority. Hallowed be your name.
Sing it for the last time, everybody. Sing, hallowed be your name.
Hallowed be your name.
Lord, hallowed be.
Hallowed be your name.
Lord, we lift your name. Father, we thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for the blessing of seeing a new year. Thank you for your goodness, for your kindness, your mercy towards us. Thank you for the prayers we have prayed tonight. And thank you for hearing and answering them. Thank you for your blessing, especially of the gift of faithfulness upon each one of us, O God. May our lives not be the same again. May this year be different. May faithfulness be found in us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody shout amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Happy New Year to you. Hallelujah. Why don't you go around and wish five people wish